It's the Beckler and Shauna Podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Thursday, February 29th, the odd day of February 29th.
It's a rare one.
2024.
Yeah.
This is the Beckler and Shauna Pisscast, Leap Day Edition. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Hello.
Is this our first Leap Day podcast?
Good question.
Probably. I mean,
we've been a show for 8 years. Mm-hmm. 9 years.
Holy hell.
We've had two other Leap, but did they fall on weekends? I don't know. Probably not. We didn't make a big deal about it back then, if that was the case.
No, we didn't, yeah.
And we didn't make a big deal about it today, but it is Leap Day. We have been tasked by our bosses with producing more digital content for you.
Yes.
More video content, more written content. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for more of us, and I don't know if you are, but there's going to be plenty more.
Yeah, you're not sick of us already, which I'm shocked about, but
35 minutes a day.
Yeah.
There's going to be, if you follow us both on social media, TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah.
If you follow our website, x99.ca, we got a page on there. If you follow the station, you're going to be seeing a lot more video content from us. And yes, it's going to be like the video version of some of these things that you hear on the podcast, mm-hmm, the visual side of things.
Yeah.
I mean, there are lots of people that consume their podcasts on YouTube, which always surprises me.
That is weird.
That you would, like, that someone would sit there for an hour with video playing. But I guess, you know, you have it up on your TV while you're working,
yeah,
on your screen while you're working. Cool.
Yeah.
We have no plans so far to do like a full video podcast, but there's going to be more video clips coming your way.
Definitely.
So throw us a follow on social media. It's also one of the best ways to get in touch with us. I just went through Instagram has like a weird inbox that hides messages from you.
Yeah.
And I just went through my hidden inbox and there were a bunch of messages in there from people who have been trying to get in touch, and I feel bad leaving them hanging for like a month.
I need to do that as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go take a look.
Yeah.
We're not rude. We just didn't know about it.
Nope.
On today's show, we're going to talk about a Meet Friends event that Shauna attended over the weekend. Picking teams in gym class and what that was like for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and if you want to see my tap dancing, there's a video that we just posted up on our website, x99.ca, or our social media for that, too. So
that's on there as well. Your
talented
tap dancing skill does get mentioned on today's show.
Pretty talented, yeah.
Foods that are often mispronounced and something that everybody's grandparents had in their house growing up. After your out-of-context clip. I think the next one is acai.
Yep. Yep, nailed it.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
I saw this funny video on TikTok. It was titled, "Oddly Specific Things That May Remind You of Visiting Your Grandparents' House If You're a Millennial or Older."
Oh, I love these.
Yeah, so it was things that all of our grandparents supposedly had in their houses. And I got to say, this video nailed it.
Oh, good.
And some of them you'll have seen in this, like you mentioned, you've seen these videos before.
Was potpourri one of them?
I don't think potpourri was on this.
I just remember the potpourri dishes. Do you remember those?
Yes.
Anyway, sorry.
What is this?
Yeah, or the weird like bath bulbs. There was the
oil
decorative
beads.
Yes.
And you always wanted to squish them,
yep,
but you weren't allowed to?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, this is so tempting.
Oh, yeah.
My grandma would always have one of those little incense towers.
Right. Yep.
Yeah, and then I'd go in there and knock it over. And then years later, she's like, "Who keeps knocking over my incense?" And it was me the whole time.
But jeez, you rebel, you.
So some of the other ones in this video, like the colored Tupperware, you know, the red, green, and yellow Tupperware that everybody had, or the orange, green, and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
The Corel dinnerware.
Yes.
Corel plates.
Yep.
I think we still have a Corel plate at the house. Vegetable fridge magnets.
Oh, yeah.
Fridge magnets that were just veggies.
Yeah.
Those crocheted dolls that would sit on top of a roll of toilet paper, and mm-hmm, their dress would, like, hide the toilet paper. Remember those?
Yep.
The same brown couch that everyone's grandparents had.
Totally, yeah.
But the one that really jumped out at me on this list was the wooden barometer on the wall. Did your grandparents have a wooden barometer
they
on
sure
the wall?
Did.
I think I have a picture of it here, the one that everybody's... It was this one right here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Why were they so into barometric pressure, our grandparents?
That is strange. Is that what that did?
I think so.
Wow. Okay.
Because it would have the time.
Yep.
And the temperature.
Right.
And then it was also a barometer.
That's so weird.
Very weird. I mean, was this prior to the time of like reliable public forecasting? Is it because that generation
maybe
grew up when you couldn't just like check the weather channel, check the internet for weather.
Yeah. It was like, are you going weather ballooning sometime soon? Like, what do we need a barometric pressure?
Yeah.
Read
like
for?
Before you head out the door in the morning, what's the barometric pressure?
Is it going to blow my dress up or
103 kilopascals?
Yeah. Oh, it's good to know.
And the tendency falling.
Okay,
I
better take a coach.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I found a list of foods that people commonly mispronounce, Beckler.
Okay.
And so I've sent these on to you, so I'm curious to see how you would say them.
Oh, I'll be good at this.
Yep. As a Saski who...
Both a big foodie.
Yep.
And a big French guy. And
here's the thing. They're fairly common, so I'm thinking you might actually do pretty well, but I'm just curious, okay?
Okay.
So fire up. Start going here.
I know a few of these.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So the top one is au jus.
There you go.
Not au jus.
Not au jus. Although I prefer that.
Au jus.
I wonder. Can I have that roast beef with some au jus? Some au jus on the side, please. Okay, what about the next one?
Quinoa.
Yep. That one, I mean, your wife is fairly healthy, so she probably eats some quinoa.
I've heard of quinoa.
In her life, so you know that one. What about the next one?
I know it's pronounced pho.
Yes.
P-H-O. People
P-H-O.
Always say pho, and I'm like,
See,
it's pho.
It's pho. It puts the pho in fun. That's
it also
what pho does.
Lends itself to some pretty great puns.
Yes.
Seen some restaurants, some pho restaurants with some tremendous puns.
It sure does. Yeah, okay.
I think the next one is acai.
Yep. Yep, nailed it. Acai.
That's a fun one to say.
It
it's
is.
It's got some ups and downs for only
it
having
really
four
does.
Letters.
Yeah,
acai.
Yeah, you can really keep it going too. Do you have some acai?
The next one I would say gyro.
No, gyro.
What is that?
It's a delicious meat wrapped little thing. It's kind of like, you've seen them lots, but it's a type of meat that you, I don't know how to describe it to you. I'm sure you've seen gyro before.
I was going to say gyro again right there.
Gyro.
If I search, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks good.
With that one? It is good. You would actually really like it. First, you need to learn
it's
how to
Greek.
Pronounce it, but it is Greek.
It's
yeah.
It's Greek.
Yeah.
So I remember gyro, not gyro, not like the American gladiator.
Tzatziki on that.
That's
no,
right.
Not like gyro. No, okay.
Tzatziki I would have struggled with if you hadn't just said it.
Yeah, that's fair.
The next
that
one
silent
is...
silent T will always get you.
Croissant.
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 Croissant. You don't, not the T at the end either. You really want to put that French croissant. You want to hear the spit in your mouth? Like, croissant. Can I have a croissant?
I thought I hit that part of it. What about crudites? Crudites?
Crudite.
Crudite.
But crudites is better. Yep.
Let's get order them crudites over here for the fellas.
Yep. I'm sure that in Saskatchewan, that is not on many menus because that's what everybody
What
called.
Are they?
Actually, that's a good
or
question.
What is it?
I always think it's a little appetizer thing, but now that you say it, I'm like, I don't often use that word myself. It's crudité, though. I know how to
French
say it.
Appetizers consisting of whole raw vegetables.
So if you really want to be fancy, instead of just saying a veggie platter,
say
you can say crudité. Crudité.
For the fellas.
Or the crudites, yep.
The next one is, I always feel like a jackass saying this like it's meant to be said.
Please do.
Bruschetta.
I just really wanted to hear you say it, to be honest.
Bruschetta?
Bruschetta. Would you like some bruschetta? Yeah.
Next on the list is crudites again. I think you're messing with me. You got crudites on this list twice. You're trying to frig with me, aren't you? You knew I'd struggle with that one. So put it on there twice. And then we've got...
It's so nice of putting on it twice for you.
Spaghetti aglio e olio.
Yeah, it's pretty
good.
Is
that good. It?
Spaghetti aglio olio. Aliolio. Yeah.
That one is fun.
Aliolio. Okay,
and what is that?
Now that I'm saying is getting to my own head for that. It's a, I don't know. It's a spaghetti. I actually don't eat spaghetti. I hate spaghetti. So I know you're a big spaghetti man. I
love spaghetti.
Yeah. So there you go. Now you know how
Jeez,
to order that
one.
I did
better than I thought I would.
Aliolio. Oh, okay. I'm
I can't
lost.
Believe
I'm
you
lost
creates me twice. That's rough.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I don't know what got me thinking about this, but do you ever stop to think about how weird it was that Jesus was a carpenter? Like, to me, it's weird.
It is kind of weird, yeah. I've never really thought about it, but you're right.
Like, the Christian God also had a job.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird on a few different levels to me. Like, first of all, there's a shortage of framers right now in Canada because of the housing boom, and they're trying to get all these houses slapped up, and they don't have enough framers.
Yeah, if Jesus lived right now, he'd be in high demand.
He'd be a huge, but I think that should never be the case. We shouldn't have a shortage of framers because the carpentry industry, carpentry as a profession, has a pretty strong advocate on their side
in Jesus. Was he a good carpenter?
They never wrote much about that.
So maybe he was a lousy carpenter.
Wouldn't that be something?
I mean, he was really good at healing, but not so good in the carpentry
side.
Yeah, they're
like, maybe you should stick to the other stuff.
Yeah.
Your work's a little shoddy.
Yeah, that man is dying. Can you heal him? But like, when it comes to carpentry, maybe leave it for us, okay?
It's kind of amazing that you don't really hear carpenters bragging about that.
Right.
Like, they've been pretty humble about it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Jesus was one of them.
Yeah. You don't really see many, like, Jesus photos in carpentry, you know,
no.
companies or anything either. You'd think you would.
I'd be leaning into that a little harder,
Absolutely.
I think. I don't think we'd have a shortage of framers if you reminded everybody that this was what Jesus did for
no
work.
No kidding, yeah.
Right? Like, I feel like if Jesus was in a different trade, we'd hear more about it. If he was an HVAC guy or something, I think HVAC guys would be singing that loud and proud.
Yeah, stand-up comedian or something.
Like anything like that, yeah.
Toll booth operator. Really suck.
This is a serious question. We're making jokes, but this is a serious question. Did the God from any other religion have a job? Hmm. Or is that unique to Jesus?
I haven't heard.
I haven't either.
I'm not,
I guess, that familiar. I'm not familiar enough with the deities from different religions to know, but like...
Yeah.
You know, like, what if Vishnu was a crop insurance salesman or something? That'd be odd, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Invest in some sort of MLM. Like, I've got this great skincare product, by the way. Yeah, I haven't heard.
No.
Interesting.
It's an odd one.
No, I'm very curious now.
Picturing Jesus pulling, like, you know, pulling a 10-hour shift at the job site just doesn't...
No.
Doesn't seem like it sits right, but...
Other gods just with side hustles and stuff,
yeah.
too. Like, I can't... Yeah, interesting. Parking attendant or something?
Something like that. That doesn't make sense.
You can't park a donkey here. Nope.
Okay, Jesus.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Heard of the show Panic Cats and just sent us a message and said Jesus would be a good guy to have on site just because of all of his tricks and stuff. We went back and forth Panic Cat a bit. I won't get too into it just in case
I
that offends somebody,
yep.
but I'll leave it to your imagination.
Panic Cat has a... an interesting sense of humor.
Yes.
Yeah, he likes to push his jokes a little too far sometimes, and we appreciate it, but...
A lot of them aren't PC.
No.
We can handle it, but we're not sure if anybody, if everybody else can, so
yeah.
we'll leave those there.
We will.
Normally, we do a little bit more jackassery in this middle part of the podcast, a little more grab-assing, but I do just want to take a moment. We had some restructuring in our company yesterday.
We did.
At the radio station, and we lost... three good people.
Mm-hmm.
Our boss, Jim.
Yeah.
Our good friend and longtime music director at the station, Matt Berry.
Yeah.
And then Darren Ollinger, who is one of the first employees at X99.
Yeah.
Creative writer who's been here since the beginning.
The OG.
Yeah. And it's just...
Yeah. It was awful. Yesterday was a terrible day.
Tough day.
At the station.
Three people who were good at their jobs.
Yeah.
And worked hard and...
And Matt Berry is one of my best friends, so yeah, it's pretty tough to see. We've worked together now for 11 years. So
and it's tough because when it's a layoff like that, normally we do, like if someone leaves of their own volition, we have a bit of a send-off.
Yep.
You've probably heard it before when our last boss, Christian, left and comes on the air, plays some of your favorite tunes, tells some stories from your time at the station, and we didn't have the opportunity to do that with any of these people who left, and that kind of hurts too.
Yep.
But
and just to clarify, like this was nothing that these people did. It was just purely down to business.
Restructuring. Yeah.
So just to double check.
But we wanted to acknowledge all three of those people because they were.
Yeah, you will all be sorely missed.
Yeah, tough day yesterday, like you said.
Yeah.
Tough day. The Beckler and Shauna podcast is brought to you by Shane Holmes. Shane Holmes offers affordable customization. If you're new to the podcast, this might be new to you, but we've talked lots about it before. They allow you to make changes to the floor plan of your house that normally you would pay big custom home prices to do. And of the nearly 16,000 houses that Shane Holmes has built in Calgary, more than 11,000 of them have some sort of customization input from the customer like that. So it's very, very common, which goes to show you how affordable it is through Shane Holmes. Something to consider if you're buying or building. ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes.
The better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna Podcast.
Here's another thing you can't look cool doing, Beckler.
What's that?
Yesterday it was me. I took my contacts out and I had my glasses on and then I was driving and then I was blinded by the sun. So then I have glasses on and then I had to put my sunglasses over top of my glasses.
Yeah, that's not a...
You can't look cool with double glasses. You can't look cool with double glasses.
You can't look cool with double glasses. And I know what you mean. The sun's at a mean angle these days,
isn't
it?
Oh, it's a vicious angle.
Coming screaming in nice and low.
Yeah, she's blinded, yeah.
But two glasses?
Two glasses.
Yeah.
It's tough,
That's not a good look.
And my other glasses were oversized, and then they were peeking out below the other glasses.
I can think of it.
That's you.
That's me.
Two glasses, me. Double glasses.
Yeah. The song's pretty cool.
It's a great song, by the way.
I should have blasted that and put all my windows down so everybody around me could have heard that song then with my double glasses. They would have been like, she's just grooving.
They would have got the joke then.
They would have got it, yeah. Definitely. I remember growing up, my dad, though, he didn't like contacts, so he'd always wear glasses. Then he'd have to put his glasses underneath his goggles when he was skiing. And that's just a debacle because you can see through it, so it's not that cool. But then it's fogging up all the time. And then he was always dealing with fogged up glasses underneath the goggles. And it's just a situation, man.
The old double pane windows of Bill Jefferson there.
Steaming.
That's rough.
Steaming in there.
What about one pair of glasses on your eyes and then one up on your head? A backup pair.
Yeah, that's a lot of glasses.
Here, wear mine. I have extra.
Yeah, why do you have two glasses? In case I lose one.
Double vision.
Double vision.
Double vision.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
So as I've mentioned, my wife McKenna has been in the hospital for the past week.
Yes.
I went to see her yesterday. She's doing a lot better.
That is awesome news.
She's turned the corner finally and starting to feel better. So happy about that. But we went for a wheelchair ride around the hospital yesterday.
As you do.
And we passed this one cleaner who was pushing a garbage bin, but he was just ripping. Like, I saw him way off in the distance, and I was like, man, that guy's moving really fast. And when we got closer, I saw that his garbage bin wasn't just a garbage bin. It was half scooter.
What kind of scooter are we talking
like
about?
Like a Razor scooter.
Oh, that's amazing.
Like with the handlebars and the one foot.
Yeah, where you go for a little skate on it.
Yeah. So the front of this rig was a garbage bin. The back of it was a scooter.
That's genius.
Yeah.
You can get around so much faster.
He's just flying garbage around that hospital.
Oh, man, that sounds awesome.
It would also make the job slightly more enjoyable, wouldn't it?
Yeah. A little joyride while you're at it.
Sure, it's
ripping around.
The most exciting job, but if you get to scoot around the hospital, that's better.
Yeah.
Didn't know this existed. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of the rollerblade clerks at Superstore. Do you remember that back in the 90s?
Okay, so I don't remember this, but everyone has talked about this, and I wish that I had witnessed this, because I do not remember ever seeing that.
It was great. The clerks used to be allowed to wear rollerblades, because if you got to the till and they're like, did you find everything you're looking for? You're like, actually, I couldn't find...
That's the dream.
Condensed milk. They'd be like, Johnny, can you... And he'd take off on his rollerblades, he can go get it, and he'd get it so fast.
Did you ever see them run into anyone?
I didn't. Always hope to see it.
Me too. That's all I'd want.
I also remember, because they were like, you know, usually teenagers and they were on rollerblades. I remember them seeming like they were 7 feet tall.
Right.
Like they were just so much taller than everybody else because I was little.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's the job I wanted when I got older. I was like, I want to be on the
That is the dream. Yeah.
It would honestly still be probably a pretty fun job if your job was to rollerblade around the grocery store.
Yeah.
I'd do that job.
I wish we had a job that involved any movement, because I'd be like, let's throw some rollerblades on right now.
We're pretty stationary here.
There's no need. Yeah, couldn't get very far from the mic here.
I mean, you could toss on the boots if you wanted to, Shauna.
I mean, I do have my tap shoes here. I could toss those back on. You want me to do a little tap?
You shared your gift with us once. I think we're okay on that.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Hang on. I think I have your etymology music here, Shauna.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Just bear with me.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for it.
I can't do
etymology if there's no music.
Are you barren?
I'm barren.
All right.
Barren down.
Thank you for bearing with me.
Okay. Etymology with Shauna.
That's another one. I wonder where that comes from.
Bear
with me. So I said sleep tight the other day, which is a weird, also a little bit creepy thing to say when I was sleep tight. It's like weird.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Don't let those bed bugs bite. But then I got thinking, I was like, why do we say sleep tight? Like, does it mean just go into one of those damn hotel beds where they're really winding you up in there so you can't move, which I hate?
You were just talking about
how
those.
How much what? I hate the tightly wound beds.
Didn't you say you couldn't even get the sheet pulled back? Like, you pulled out your fingers.
So the one time I pulled so hard and I flew back. I was trying to undo the tightness, and it was so tight, I actually fell back. That's too tight.
Those beds are made taut.
Too tight.
Taut.
So it actually originated in the 18th century, though. Sleep tight. And it was when beds were constructed obviously differently than they are now. But at the time, beds were made with a frame of ropes that were super tightly woven together. So the tighter the ropes were pulled, the firmer the bed would be, and you would sleep better.
Okay. So instead of like a mattress or a box spring, you'd have
tightly woven ropes.
Like a net, like people lay on a catamaran, right?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. And then you would sleep better, if it was tighter. So it was almost a reminder to, before you go to bed, to tighten up those ropes. Make sure it's nice and taut.
Interesting.
So that's where it came from.
That's not a bad solution to the bed problem. No. I mean, if you didn't have access to a mattress stuffed with hay or a nicer mattress.
There's some roving ropes.
The old rope bed.
There's also some people think it may have even gone back as far as sailors and when they were on hammocks. You also wanted to make sure those hammocks were pretty damn tight, right?
So you wouldn't get ejected if you hit rough water.
That's just it. So some people think maybe it had to do with that as well with sailors, but it is traced back to these woven beds we used to have. So before you go to bed, you tighten up those ropes and then you have a good sleep.
You ever seen any depiction of like the hull of a ship where everyone would sleep, like the sleeping quarters? And there's just, rows and rows of hammocks and they're all swaying at the same time with the motion of the boat.
I've never tried to like sleep overnight in a hammock and I wonder if it would be comfortable. Looks like it would be pretty comfy.
I know that there's those camping hammocks that backpackers will use because it's lighter than carrying a tent.
Totally.
I just feel like that'd be a really good way to get eaten by a bear. But well, I know fair. I'm no safer in a tent than I am in a hammock.
Like, no.
It's not going to stop a bear if it wants to eat you.
You just feel a little more exposed in that hammock, but
it feels like it'd be really peaceful, doesn't it?
Yeah. I might try that out.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. Etymology with Shauna. The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I got this recommended article the other day on one of my social media apps.
Yeah.
And it chapped my ass, Shauna.
Why did chap your ass?
Here's the title of the article. 10 movies like Lord of the Rings to watch if you love fantasy. Well, first of all, there is no movie like Lord of the Rings. There just isn't. Let alone 10 of them.
Oh, God.
10 movies. I was like...
What did they recommend?
It's in a class of its own. I almost didn't click because I was pissed.
Harry Potter?
The Harry Potter was not on the list.
That's too bad.
It's not like Lord of the Rings. It's not even close.
That is.
It's not even freaking close.
Yeah, it actually rivals it.
Here are the movies that they suggested. The Hobbit trilogy. Wow, really went out on a limb there. This is... Willow. I've never seen Willow.
Like Willow from...
1988?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch or something? What's her name?
No.
Oh, no, not that.
I don't know. I've never seen Willow. Mm. The Tolkien movie.
Oh, my God. Who wrote this article?
This is some of the worst content I've ever seen.
Seriously.
A movie called Legend from the 80s, which I haven't seen.
Okay.
Beowulf?
Oh.
I know Tolkien liked Beowulf.
Mm-hmm.
The Princess Bride.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, in tone, those two movies are so different. So different. The Warcraft movie from 2016.
Is
which was
Twilight on that list?
Twilight's not on the list.
Oh, that's...
Nope.
It should have been.
Solomon Kane, Stardust, Aragorn, which is also widely panned.
I've like, already zoned out. I don't know what these are.
Disrespect.
Okay.
First of all, what a ridiculous concept for an article. 10 movies like Lord of the Rings, there's nothing like it. And then this is what they come at me with? Yeah.
I've zoned out. Yeah. Sorry, are you still talking?
Well, I'm angry enough for the both of us. Don't you worry.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Here's a little throwback Thursday for you, Beckler.
Yes.
When it came to nominating people for your team, say in gym class, how did you go about that?
Like picking teams?
When you picked people, like, yeah.
Huh.
Is there a specific order of things? So when you were picked, okay, let's go to this question instead. If you were picked, were you top of the pick, middle of the pack, last?
Usually top of the pick. Okay. Usually I was one of the captains picking the teams.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes.
You were the captain, man.
And there were like three of my buddies that were usually like 1, 2, 3, and 4 picks.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
And then who would be the last straggler? Just the...
I don't want to name names.
The most athletic.
I don't want to name names, but yeah, I can picture a couple that were down near the bottom there. So oftentimes it was like girls that weren't interested in it, you know?
Fair. Yeah.
Whereas like there were athletic girls in the class that would get picked higher.
Yeah.
But then there were some girls that you could tell they weren't interested, didn't want to play. So
I always
like, okay,
felt honored because I was one of the girls that would be picked a little like more top because I liked to do athletic things. There were the odd time, though, the people who didn't even bring their gym clothes.
Yeah.
And those would always go at the bottom because you're
tough.
Like, you clearly don't, like you're in jeans right now. There's no way you can run athletically. You know, you're at the bottom for sure.
Jeans typically isn't going to help your draft standing that much.
Right. Like, honestly, you were the one that, you didn't even bring your gym clothes. You don't care.
There was one time I remember my mom had read a story in one of her probably Chicken Soup for the Soul books about someone who was always picked last in gym class. And they remembered that one time they got picked first and they said it was so special to them. So I was like, you know what? My mom told me this. She's like, you should do that one time.
Yeah.
So the next day I was like, all right, I'm going to pick this one kid who always gets picked last. I'm going to pick him first.
Holy hell.
So I did.
Did he pee himself?
No, he was like, aw. He was so disappointed.
Are you serious?
I don't know if he just didn't want to be on my team or if he like I don't know if you thought something fishy was up.
Oh, maybe.
But
you thought you were gonna jersey him or something.
No.
He never picks me first.
This is a problem. This is a trick.
Yeah. I'm gonna get wedgied. But I have my underpants above my head after this.
He was like, "Aw," and I was like, there goes my good deed.
Yeah. You went back home and you're like, "Mom, you need to stop reading those stupid chicken soup books."
You're wrong, Mom.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I went to an event this past weekend with a friend, and so she reached out to me and she was like, "Do you want to go to this?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, of course. Like, I'm free. Let's go." And I wanted to catch up with her. It had been a while. And then when I arrived there, I discovered that the event that we were going to was a Meet New Friends event.
Okay.
And I didn't know this. And at the time, I was a little bit under the weather. And at those types of events, you have to be pretty outgoing. The whole idea, right, is to be outgoing and to go and chat with people and meet new friends.
I'd say so, yeah.
And I took one look at my friend and I was like, "What have you gotten me into?" And she's like, "What?"
She didn't tell you?
She didn't tell me before we got there. So I arrived and I was not prepared to meet new friends. And I looked at her and I was like, "I've got to be honest with you. I don't want to meet new friends." And she was like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "I feel like I don't have time for the friends I have already."
Yeah, I've heard that before.
And it sounds awful, but it's true. Like, my boyfriend lives away, so I will be away a lot of the time seeing him. Mm-hmm. My family lives all over the place. When it comes to the friends I have, I feel like I don't see them enough already. Like, I feel guilty about not seeing. So I'm looking around and I'm like, I don't want new friends. It's like, can I list off something beside me that says no new friends?
And it's kind of not fair that you're at the new friends event then, too, because if someone approaches you and wants to make friends, and you're like, "I'm actually not interested in friends at all."
And you can't say that.
Why are you here?
Exactly. You're like, "You're a jerk. What's wrong with you? You're at a meet new friends event."
Why are you at the meet new friends event?
They'll take offense, right? They'll be like, "Oh, you're here, but you just don't want to make new friends with me, I guess." And it's like, no, actually, though. Like, no.
Just say you don't like me if that's the case.
Yeah.
Your friend sewered you on this one, I think, Sean. She sewered you hard.
I should have turned around and be like, "No, not interested."
Podcast.
I believe we both have some white girl phrases that we'd like to share.
Sure do.
I got one from friend of the show.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry.
No, that's me.
Oh,
that's right. I got to make a phone call here.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay. Sorry.
Don't let me forget that because I thought it was me.
Okay.
Now and
everyone remind Beckler, okay? After we finish talking.
Yes, please, because I will forget. Text me and tell me, make that phone call. Anyway, this is from friend of the show, Danielle, the great white girl phrase.
Okay.
Said, "It's not drinking alone if your dog is home."
Oh,
that sucks, doesn't it? That's a stinker.
Bad.
That's a stinker.
Oh, that's so bad. I can picture that on a shirt, too. Imagine walking around with that.
It hits on two of the big pillars of white girl phrases, dogs and wine. So
here's a nice one for you.
Yep.
Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. It's good. And then somebody sent me a post from Freshie, which great white girl place, by the way. And it says, there's two signs right in front of the Freshie. And it says, "Your diet is a bank account. Good food and good choices are good investments." So that's good, right?
I don't hate the sentiment there.
No, it's good.
No?
And the other one, "Do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace." Okay. That's good.
Jeez, I'm just here for some fresh greens.
That's honestly, like, this is really deep. I'm going to go home and think about what I thought.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast. Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's Alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.
After Hours with Mariah and Ty, a weekly podcast that brings this dynamic duo to another level of awesome and allows you to listen on your own terms. Go behind the curtain and hear the stuff you won't hear on the radio. Like, they're going to say
Find After Hours with Mariah and Ty wherever you get your podcasts.